following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders. We are here again with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we had such a wonderful conversation about, you know, honoring those that are, you know, keeping the peace with Alzheimer's and dementia. But now, you know, there's that resistant parent. And I know we've talked a little bit about that before, Daphne, but in Alzheimer's dementia, it's a very different type of conversation, I'm sure. Is it right?
It is. It's not always based in logic. It's based in what's going on right at this moment.
Got it.
And one of the things I want to share with all of our listeners is that we've all been taught not to lie. We've all been taught to be truthful and real.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with different forms of dementia, I think that white lies are okay because they keep someone calm.
Mm-hmm.
And to be correcting someone or saying, yeah, but it's really this way.
My mom, it didn't happen that way. You know, that was my big fault in the beginning. I didn't realize that, you know, I wanted to be the honest daughter and make sure that we had all of our facts straight. And I was so glad I had somebody take me aside and tell me exactly what you're telling
now. It's really important because their reality is their reality. It is reality.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is deteriorating at different rates in different places of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of exercising the brain and keeping it active and challenging people. It's more of stay in the moment with them. It doesn't matter in the little details of life for someone whose reality is totally based in whatever they believe at that moment. You know, I've talked about my dad and my journey with my dad, and there were times when he was absolutely sure he needed to get to the airport and we needed to go someplace. And I literally called my sister and said, you know, hey, this is Daphne Davis calling from such and such home, and we're wanting to check on flight to so-and-so. And my sister on the other end is going, what are you talking about? And I'm like, could you please help us understand that the airport is fogged out? Or, you know, to go to that extreme is okay, because my dad was in such distress.
Oh, bless his heart.
And so, you know, my dad didn't recognize my sister's voice, and she said, yeah, I'm sorry, sir, the airport is closed due to fog and there are no flights going out today.
And it's so great that you had your sister there to kind of be your coach, and you know, you
yeah.
guys were a great team.
Well, she was on the other end going, Daphne, I don't know what you're talking about, and somehow I got, just go with it, you know. But there are times when the stress of correcting and not staying in their reality is not worth it.
Yeah.
So especially when it comes to safety issues, and I know sometimes families have a lot of distress in saying, but my dad or my mom, they know that this is their home still and they want to stay in their home. And you as a logical cognitive thinker is saying, but it's just not safe. And there's also the piece that says, I can't come over here every day. I can't spend 5 hours a day here. I can't listen to the same story every time because I'm not a trained caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I get frustrated. I lose my patience. I snap. And you know that it's not the right thing. But my mom or dad won't leave either, or they won't let people into the house. Very common, because dementia is based in fear. We go back to that fear factor, you know, that fight or flight. And when you're in that spot, the person who has some kind of dementia is going to be defensive and protect themselves.
Of course they are. And they don't know what they don't know. And they know they don't know, but they don't know where to context it. And their reality is their reality.
So
in understanding somebody with dementia, I always laugh because every once in a while, you know, I'll go to a senior community and, you know, meet up with people. And, you know, I have a heart love for those that are in memory care. And when I go to memory care, we're lucky enough to once a year be able to take, you know, bring cheer to them over the holidays. And, you know, I see people come in like me, they could give a rip about me. You take an animal in, it's a totally different story.
Yeah.
And so to have that type of a connection, to see that they're, you know, as it progresses, there's different ways, obviously, but there's also, there's that element of, you know, something will set something, you know, someone off, and they're back to that resistance factor.
Yeah.
So understanding a little bit about how to disarm that, or how to, you know, understand a little bit, is, I'm sure, kind of a interesting.
It's an art form. We call that redirecting.
Yeah.
And learning how to redirect and thinking quick on your feet. Mm-hmm. And some of us are good at that, and some of us are very challenged just even in regular life. So mm-hmm. that's when you really should, I'm going to use the word should, mm-hmm. reach out to other professionals that can help you get through that mm-hmm. And help mom or dad figure out that this is not going to be the end of the world if we need to change place of residency or whatnot. Many times when it's advanced dementia or mid-stage dementia, there's usually something else that's facilitating a change. Mm-hmm. There's usually something with the health. You know, an accident or or a disease process, another disease process has advanced. And so that's helpful mm-hmm. in terms of making a change
right.
From your home. But when there isn't that factor, really reach out because it's a gift. You as a children are giving a gift to your parents for them to be able to live in an environment of like-minded people, mm-hmm. of people who know how to language without mm-hmm. pushing their buttons. That they have quality of life and not quality of surviving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you have to use all of your energy to survive and get through a day and put your socks and shoes on and which one comes first or, you know, is my arm, do I remember how to lift my arm because I have some mm-hmm. Parkinson's going on or my arthritis is acting up? They're not thinking this, but they're in survival mode in terms of, I got to get dressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be able to get dressed because I still live in my own home. And my daughter's coming over, and I got to get dressed before my daughter's here because I don't want to be a bigger burden mm-hmm. to her. Mm-hmm. There can be moments of that clarity.
Sure.
Why not let them live in an environment that they don't have to worry about those things?
Well, and understanding,
give them the gift.
Understanding, too, I think, too, I remember going and when my mother was in skilled nursing, and she was always sat at the same table. And her table mate all of a sudden just said these nasty things to my mom, and my mom didn't even react. I was upset. It's like, how can you do this? I was like so upset. And I went and she says, oh, they do this all the time to each other. Of course, I didn't know my mother did the same thing back to her.
Right.
And they're like good friends. It's like it was totally like a neutralized situation.
Yep.
I'm the one that took it personally and was like ready to move my mother to another table and all these things. And it's like understanding that their reality is different than our reality.
Give them the gift of having a community of care, a community of life, mm-hmm. and not surviving in their own home.
Yes.
I hear dad, I hear mom, they want to stay home. I'm not leaving. I'm going out in a pine box. Whatever it is, they say, no, I can take care of that. And then they try to do even mm-hmm. more.
Right.
I know you listeners have seen this. If you're walking this walk, you've seen
Absolutely.
It. But be in a place that says, I'm not dishonoring my family.
Mm-hmm.
I am giving them the gift of quality of life. And I, in the process, get the benefit of being a son or daughter again.
Oh, I love
that. You know, that's what's important.
So we are talking again to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, tell us a little bit about how you work with families that have dementia.
So,
Dementia or Alzheimer's individual.
When that is the primary diagnosis, often I'm meeting people in hospitals or rehabs because mm-hmm. there generally is something that's triggered things to have to move mm-hmm. forward. Mm-hmm. I do meet in people's homes as well, and I am exceedingly respectful of that person. And I will have a conversation with family members that say, I'll ask them, where is your mom in this process? Are they okay with hearing honest conversation? Mm-hmm. Do we need to do a little bit of a dance? Do I need to be a social worker? Am I your friend that you haven't seen for a long time? And what role do I need to play so that your parent...
The white lie is okay.
It's okay so that your parent is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to meet outside of the home without your parents? Is it? Are we at that place where it's mm-hmm. too distressing? Because there's no reason to cause more stress for someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is not kindness at all.
Correct.
And so it really depends upon the situation and how I interact with the family. Most often when I've explained to families a situation or I've met with them for a few minutes at a coffee shop, happens a lot, and then we're going to plan to go over to mom or dad's home,
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, let's just go now. You totally get it. You understand.
Mm-hmm.
How to do this. You are going to respect my parent.
Sure. And that's the thing I think true is the fact that when you're talking about it with you working with that resistant dad, he's going to say different things to you than he is to his son or daughter, especially in those early stages of dementia. They're going to hold on to whatever they can that they feel like is most familiar, and they want to keep that patriarchal dynamic.
Yeah.
It's very important. You're not going to, you know, in other words, son, you're not going to control my life. You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm the father.
Yeah, that certainly is an aspect that can happen. Another one that happens frequently is they don't want to be a burden.
Oh, huge.
And, you know, my son is doing so much for me, you know, and Susie's coming over and she always brings food for us. And I just can't let her know one more secret. I can't let her know that I can't bend over to get, you know, my socks on.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's doing that now, and he might fall over when he's doing that, and it's a bigger deal. But they're not going to let you know that because you're already helping them. And so that's another aspect. Again, those are all things of, in my opinion, survival versus living.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a finite amount of energy and you have a finite amount of thinking power, why not spend that on joyous things rather than regular mundane life survival things?
Right.
Yes, we need to feel purposeful. Yes, we need to keep our capability, always keep people independent as much as we can, always. But also have the support in place that allows them to have an off day.
Absolutely, Daphne. That is so important. So tell us a little bit about how we reach you.
So the easiest way to reach me, as I let you know, is at 855-734-1500. And we do have a website as well at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And it's never too early to call you. If your loved one has even an early diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia or any sort of mobility issues, you can help people with even in-home care to come into the house. And you can even help with, you know, the advanced planning and talking about what to talk about, you know, in the future or anything like that. So, and Daphne services, again, are free to you. So please give her a call. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're so welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.